Welcome to the Don Provda and Erica Gray Show. The Twist.
Welcome to the Twist News. I'm Erica Gray. Our president, Joe Biden, might as well be a drunken sailor. Do you see how he is spending?
$1.2 trillion package.
You've got to be kidding me. A $1.2 trillion package? The United States, and I heard this on Sean Fu's channel, and Sean is a financier out of Singapore. He talks about the U.S. dollar and world finance. He stated,
Biden's budget is going to directly feed into America's debt crisis. And if you think it was bad before, it's going to get much worse going forward. There's a reason why Bank of America is calling for the collapse of the US dollar. They are pointing to the destruction of the currency's value. In absolute terms, the prices of everything will be heading up. We aren't talking about the US dollar index here, but the intrinsic value of the reserve currency, what you can actually buy with it. That's a more important conversation. The US national debt is rising by $1 trillion every 100 days. That is a terrifying amount that tells us the day of reckoning is coming soon. And Biden's $7.3 trillion plan is only going to snowball this mess even further. The debt currently stands at $34.4 trillion, which means by June, this will be $35.4 trillion, probably much more.
The United States is now spending $1 trillion like every so many months. This is mind-blowing. It's bad enough when it was in the billions. Now, they're throwing down $1 trillion in debt like it's chump change. What's $1 trillion? Let's buy this and let's buy that. The United States is essentially powerful because of its debt. All the money that it's spending. So this is a house of cards. The United States is now a house of cards. That it's just going to take that one event and there's going to be a run on the dollar. The dollar's going to tank. You have the BRIC nations all taking pock shots at the dollar. The European Union stopped using the dollar for its energy transactions, or it's working on that with the member nations. They've been working on that for several years now. And what does the United States keep doing but spending more? Just spending, spending, spending. Well, what's going to get really scary is when the house of cards falls. I want you to think of a clock going tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. That's it. Tick-tock, tick-tock until the house of cards falls and the dollar ceases to be the world's reserve. Now, there are certain things that I believe still will need to happen, like the European Union completes its capital markets union, banking union, but it may happen even before then. Even before then, because of this kind of reckless spending. And Americans are feeling it. We are feeling it in inflation. So this is just outrageous. And I mean outrageous behavior. He might as well be high on crack. Like, what is he thinking? What are the U.S. Senate and Congress thinking? $1.2 trillion? That's the funding package? And that's just this package. What part of you can't print money or your currency will collapse do they not get? You can't keep printing money. But we're going to be Zimbabwe. Forget Japan. This is really frightening. So I wanted to talk about, again, one of Joe Biden's blunders, because this is another one of his blunders. I think that maybe in his dementia, in his little brain freezes, that he thinks that he can just keep writing checks with no money in the bank because they'll just print it, and that this is somehow okay. And frankly, it really makes him seem like an imbecile, or like somebody who is really trying to just finally say, you know what, the dollar is going to go anyway. I'm going to have a last hurrah and get all these programs through and get this through and that through, because all of their logic and all of the money going on these programs that are supposed to have benefits. You know, we've been hearing this about everything that is spent. The benefits for all the foreign spending, the benefits for all the money going in Ukraine. Oh, yes, they manipulate the media so that everybody thinks, and they've brainwashed the U.S. citizens into thinking that Putin is going to go and just conquer the world if we don't fight and send money and fight this proxy war in Ukraine, when the man has been president like forever. And the only countries he has gone into are border countries of Russia, where he's had an issue, or where Russia's had an issue. And both of those countries voicing wanting to be part of NATO. They say that history repeats itself. Well, guess what? Putin doesn't have the history of going around conquering nations, but yet the media, which is controlled, both the Western media is essentially controlled, especially in the United States, would have the public, because that's what the U.S. government wants you to believe, that Putin is going to go and conquer the rest of the world. He doesn't have any interest. But he will, if NATO troops go into Ukraine and fight Russian troops, he will react. That's a line in the sand for Russia. And Russia's taken enough for NATO expansion. But that would be a line in the sand. Well, hope you found this informative. I want you to get a clock that's ticking. And that is, matter of fact, I'm going to have to probably get a ticking clock, because it's only going to be a matter of time for the dollar, at the rate that our drunken sailor, crack smoked induced president is spending. Well, I want to say he's spending money, but it's not even really money. It's helicopter money. It's fictitious money. It's money that he just creates so he can get through programs, because he wants to get elected again so that he can stumble around, you know, say he's president and half remember things. That's it. That's elections coming up. He wants to get reelected. So he feels that if he gives everybody everything, you know, he'll make everybody happy, including himself when he's reelected. So hope you found this informative. Stay tuned for more. If you don't subscribe, please hit the subscribe button. Also, share my videos and tell me what you want to hear and topics you would like discussed. Till next time, stay tuned for more.
Yeah. Tune in next time for more from Don Provda and Erica Gray for their twist on world news.